from memory, this is how I remember it. There was actually a Saratoga there, and I was standing up the front, and Steve was just driving around, and we're both looking at things. He saw the toga duck do a loop around this small group of lily pads, but behind that was just a mass of pads. So he said, look, there's a toga there, right there, right there. So it was quite a short cast. The fly landed on top of the lily pad, one strip, it fell off the lily pad, bang, I was on. And I'm thinking, yes, how good is this? Like, yeah. I hadn't caught a toga before. So I was so happy. And then it just went ballistic, and the power of it and everything. Steve said, don't you got a toga? And his head's half coming out, and all his lily pads are moving, and he's going, wrap it around your hand, wrap it around your hand. So it was just, and we had to, and yeah, we landed the fish, and yeah, to this day, I've caught hundreds of barrow on fly, and it's still my bloody the biggest. And I've got the photo of that fish and the fly caught in a frame on my wall in my office. Still
there. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty special memory. Oh, pretty good.
But it's special for me too, because just being there and witnessing someone have a capture like that, it was kind of like that with Vicky yesterday. Mm. Well, actually, it was nothing like that with Vicky yesterday, but it was, you know, her PB flathead on fly here at the Forster, and and that sense of achievement, that adrenaline through her veins. She said, right, that's it, I'm calling it, I don't need to fish anymore. And that was the end of our end of our day. But it was a lovely flatty and all that. But yeah, that dancing on the boat that I saw you do, I don't reckon I've seen anyone else with those kind of moves. But that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So before we go, because I know you've got to get out and fish these waters here, tell me, what do you think the difference is? When I watch a salty casting versus a freshwater person casting, there seems to be a very different sense of movement in a saltwater caster to a flywater caster. The dance moves are different.
Yeah.
What do you reckon the main difference is in technique?
I think it simply comes down to, and I use the word brutal again, I think that things in the salt are a little bit more heavy-handed.
Mm.
Quite often we're dealing with a lot of wind.
Yes.
And we are dealing with heavier flies as well. Yeah. So I think everything may possibly be a little bit more aggressive.
Yep.
Obviously, how we strike the fish is different.
Yep.
Now, we came along the bank yesterday as we arrived back, and there were like three or four guys standing on the bank from the muster, and they were fishing, and every one of them was standing in water up to their knees, and their rod was straight out in front of them, right? It wasn't pointing down at the water, at the fly, and every one of them you can guarantee were a trout angler, because that's how you sort of stand, and it's just a soft lift of the rod. Now, every one of those guys got a bite off a brim, they would have missed it.
Right.
Because there's so much, there's a belly, there's all that in the fly line, and that whole salt thing, because you strike differently, you know the rod tip's down, it's almost in the water, it's at the fly, you're getting ready to strip. So I think that's probably, it's just a little bit more aggressive.
Intense.
It is a little
bit. That's going to be extremely helpful to me, because on my fly gear gap year, you know, last year we won Secret Women's Business. Mm. So I'm about to head up to Darwin and we've got three nights at Dippery Lodge on Barra.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Baronats.
Yeah.
And then we've got a helifish. And outside of the Baronats, I have to be on fly. Yep. So I think you may have just helped me one hell of a lot.
Look, Barramundi are probably the key species to keep in touch with your fly and keeping that rod tip in the water, because they're implosion feeders and your fly is just a little light thing. They can suck that in and spit it out so quick, and it's just just staying in contact with your fly in salt water is so important. Yep. And that was what I struggled with in the start. Once I learned that,
awesome. So I'm going to be keeping my eye on that fly line, aren't I? And watching any little tick,
and
I want it as straight as possible.
And you want it as straight as possible.
Awesome.
Which means that your retrieves are possibly a little bit shorter. And if you do really big aggressive retrieves, what happens is when you stop, there's all these little wiggles in the fly line.
Okay.
Right? So all of those wiggles have got to get taken out before you actually feel it.
Okay.
Unless it's just something that just grabs it and takes off.
Yeah.
So little short strips, and in between your strips, when you pause, close your thumb and forefinger.
Yeah.
So when they grab it, doesn't go, the fly line doesn't slip through your fingers real quickly, you go, just got a bite and
that
missed
happened
it.
To me all day yesterday.
Of course, because and it's just such a hard thing to get used to, and you might fish for queenfish and it's just a million miles an hour and you're on, and then it's barren, it's a little bit more intense, and then you've got to get rid of your trout strike out of your head, and it's a little bit different. But stay in contact with your fly, rod tip down, you'll get a
Bretto Wilson, you are an absolute legend, and I think you've just made a hell of a difference to my fly gear gap year and also to my Barra trip. Thanks so much.
No worries, you're welcome. Good luck with your year. Sounds pretty exciting.
Oh, thanks, Bretto.
No worries.